It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Thursday, the con man in the Oval Office got his wish. Trump Care 2.0 passed the House of Representatives by the slimmest of margins. They needed 216 votes to pass. The final tally was 217 to 214, with all the Democrats voting no, 20 Republicans going along with the Dems, and the rest voting to remove more than 24 million Americans from the healthcare rolls. Actually, they voted in favor of this bill before the CBO scored it, so they really don't know how much it'll cost or how many people will be hurt. They just wanted a win. In the long term, it may be those who voted for this crap sandwich that are hurt. Once they passed the 216 mark, a song broke out on the House floor. Some people thought it was the Republicans celebrating. But believing that many of those Republicans just voted away their congressional seats was enough to get the Democrats to raise their voices in song. Following the passage, the White House field trip buses rolled out again, this time to take those members who voted for the horror show of a bill to celebrate at a Rose Garden event. So it was Dump in the Rose Garden with a bunch of overwhelmingly white men around him behind the podium spouting venom and lies. That's a Clue murder scene, right?
Nobody got to use their current plan.
Wrong.
This non-existent plan that I heard so many wonderful things about over the last 3 or 4 days after that. I mean, I don't think you're going to hear so much right now. The insurance companies are fleeing. It's been a catastrophe, and this is a great plan. I actually think it will get even better. And this is, make no mistake, this is a repeal and a replace of Obamacare. Make no mistake about it. Make no mistake.
Yes, make no mistake. We've already made enough for today.
And I think most importantly, yes, premiums will be coming down. Yes, deductibles will be coming down. But very importantly, it's a great plan.
Wrong.
And ultimately, that's what it's all about. We knew that wasn't going to work. I predicted it a long time ago. I said it's failing. And now it's obvious that it's failing. It's dead. It's essentially dead. If we don't pay lots of ransom money over to the insurance companies, it would die immediately. So what we have is something very, very incredibly well-crafted.
Have you ever seen a Rose Garden ceremony for a bill that passed one chamber?
We were talking about that. I can't think of one. I don't know if
I
you can think
either.
Of one. I can't think of
well,
one.
Well, there's a first time for everything, I suppose. But they really had no cause for celebration. Right, Stephen?
So they did it. Obamacare is finally officially dead, is something they can say once the bill goes to the Senate, then gets out of committee, is debated on the floor where amendments can be added, then the Senate votes on their bill, which is sent to conference committee where the differences between the two bills are ironed out, then voted on in the House and Senate again, then sent to the White House for the president to sign. Which is why Republicans were chanting, "We're number one," third of the way through a very complex process.
Let's bring it down to a level Don the Con might understand.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
And its chances of passing through the Senate aren't very good. For a lot of reasons.
If all of this seems extreme, don't worry. Some members of Congress are telling journalists that the bill's controversial provisions aren't a big deal because, quote, no state would be crazy enough to actually ask for them. Have you met Florida? Right there on their state seal. Crazy enough.
Dump's Thursday continued with his first trip back to New York City since taking the oath of office. He went to the Intrepid Air and Sea Museum, where he hosted an event with the Australian Prime Minister, where the orange one let slip a healthcare truth.
Could get maybe even better. It's a very good bill right now. The premiums are going to come down very substantially. The deductibles are going to come down. It's going to be fantastic healthcare. Right now, Obamacare is failing. We have a failing healthcare. I shouldn't say this to our great gentleman and my friend from Australia, because you have better health care than we do.
They do have universal health.
Wait a minute, Chris. All right, the president has just said it. That's great. Let's take a look at the Australian health care system. And let's move. Maybe he wants to take a look at the Canadian health system or systems throughout Europe. Thank you, Mr. President. Let us move to a Medicare for all system that does what every other major country on earth does, guarantee health care to all people at a fraction of the cost per capita that we spend. Thank you, Mr. President. We'll quote you on the floor of the Senate.
You tell him, Bernie. I got good news. If you appreciate these What's News segments and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. We are 100% listener supported, and we can't do it without you. Please visit NicoleSandler.com/donate for more information.